So they're asking us to take a pause and to receive. So in our quiet contemplation, in our established consent, it is for us to assume a position of authority, assume a position of autonomy. And so the autonomy is like brushing away the old provisions. In other words, your consciousness and the autonomy is stepping into a powerful state of declaration. So as we choose to evolve, as we choose to open up to our sacred presence. Now, when I said sacred presence, I really felt the energy of the sacred aspect of it, to receive herself in our total worth, in our total claim, in our total beautification. In other words, to receive the beauty of her soul, to receive the beauty of our essence. And so this is really about coming to respect our soul, our true derivative. And they're like bringing us roses in alliance with what we are determining ourselves to be, what we are claiming ourselves to be. Having it be opportunity of a lifetime. In other words, this is the opportunity we've been waiting for. This is the reason for our lifetime, is to bring forth, like I literally see like a banquet where it's like, okay, the appetizers were nice, you know, the drink's lovely, but where's the main course? So this is what we are establishing, is our pronouncement, our victory, our consent. So this consent is to welcome in our true treasures. Now, our true treasures are our own self, our united self, to come into full spectrum. Now, when I said full spectrum, it's like this energy, just like this wave of energy just came over my chest, just came, and with broad stroke manner, allowed provisions, brought through entitlements. So it's for each of us to open up to our new perspective, to our new endowment, to our new richness of delight. Because as we will, gosh, I literally, it's like we all have feathers. So it's like as we will permit ourselves to move into our highest stance, our highest allowance, our highest true vision, that these energies that we are receiving bring us higher, bring us victory, bring us true awareness. Now, some of us have had victory in small circumstance. What I mean by that, it's like we have figured out with the egoic impulse how to achieve, how to create. Now, what is occurring is we're being offered, like I literally see them like bringing us a chalice from a higher shelf. We're being offered a true vision. So it's like as we receive, as you know, we gulp that up, we're joined in merriment. We're joined in wonder. We're joined in laughter. We're joined in true proposal. So think of like someone proposing to you in marriage. What we're receiving the proposal of is from our divine self. So it's the union in execution. It's the union where we come back to our own truth. We come back to our own provisions. We come back to our own circuitry. And I literally see like someone trying on a jacket where it's like, you know, this fits better. This fits right. This is me. This is me. So in other words, we're learning how to claim ourselves, to no longer be in denial of our truth. And I literally have like buzzing where sort of like the offerings coming, the entitlements coming, and it's being like shuffled along, coming closer and closer and closer. So this is where we're learning how to open up our own treasure chest. We're learning how to open up our true derivatives, to really receive our glory. Now, our glory means that we are, it's like our destiny arrives. Who we truly are, who we are in spirit, our abilities, our interests, our focus, our aptitude. So as this world's like a little topsy-turvy lately, things are shifting, things are changing. It's like the bottom's falling out from under us. And so as we all had feathers before, what they're showing, it's like this gives us permission to fly. This gives us permission to at last come into our true realization. It's a little bit like, well, the old's not working anyway, so why not give this a try? Why not move into my true establishment? Why not open to my highest claim? So the energies that are coming forth to instruct. They're coming forth to administer your true union, your new union, your new steps. Now, we've all taken steps on Holy Mother Earth, but what we're doing is taking steps in our maturation. In other words, in our mature state, coming to appreciate our new cycle, our new perspective, our new involvement. Now, you may be sitting there and saying, well, nothing new has changed. I notice like things are not how they were, but where's the new? Where's the new? What you're doing is signaling your readiness. What you're doing is giving permission. What you're doing is allowing yourself to trust, they're saying your middle name. So in essence, it's like your heart, because I think of like your name across your chest. The middle part is where your heart is. So this is about coming to your sacred heart, coming to appreciate all the treasures, all the gemstones, all that has been placed there. And I literally see like underneath a breastplate has been placed there for safety, for security, waiting for the proposition, waiting for the introduction. So it's sort of like it's a little bit shy. It's got to be coaxed. It's got to be asked. It's got to be invited. So what we're learning how to do is, and they're showing me like this big scroll, is sort of like read that scroll at last and come to find the secrets. So they're showing me, it's sort of like we run around the planet looking at archaeological secrets, you know, like digs, like, ooh, what are we going to find? What are we going to find? Forgetting that the ultimate find is coming to your own sacred heart, coming at last to appreciate your own acquittal, your own self, your own truth. So as the energies come into attendance, as the energies come and extract provisions, in other words, helping you to reduce the time it takes to arrive. So in essence, these energies, it's sort of like amplifying our holy perspective, amplifying our true union, amplifying grace, which is to be bestowed upon the land. Now the land is on the one hand, it's like the outer realm, because this earth needs to raise in consciousness and vibration. But in truth, the fertile land is our own consciousness. It's our own self. So it's like we tend to look outer. If the outer would just get it right, things would be better. But it's just reflecting or mirroring our own imbalance. And so as we choose, as we elect to come into consensus, to come to marry the beloved within, to come to appreciate all that we are, and to permit that to be seen. So I literally have someone like hiding under the bed covers. It's sort of like, you know what your next step is, you feel it coming, but you're still hiding. And it's like, so these energies are helping us to permit it to be seen first by our own acquaintance. So this is not about getting your program televised on whatever. as much as it's witnessing it within your own consciousness, within your own truth. Because once we witness it with our own consciousness, it's here to stay. So if you can remember, it's like everything we're entitled to, it's already here. It's already here, but we have to view it in consciousness before it becomes tangible, before it becomes earthbound in a way. So as we will view ourselves with correct perception, as we will view ourselves with pride of ownership, in other words, admitting that you do know, remembering talents that you've kind of sequestered away or downplayed or disregarded because it got you in trouble, that this is the time for flight. This is the time for ownership. And I literally have these jewels where they're just polishing them and you know, like they're sparkly, they're shining again. So the jewels, the gemstones, they represent us. They represent our spiritual qualities. They represent our spiritual endowment. We came here supplied. And so what we're doing is like, I literally see, it's like lifting up like the blanket or the cloth that's been covering our tools, our endowments, our riches. And so as we will trust that, and I literally felt that like it was lifted up, and oh gosh, it feels a little bit like being exposed. That's the best way I can explain this. Like being exposed in a good way, but it's new. It's sort of like you got to get your bearings a little bit. You got to get a bearings because you're identifying with a new vision, like a new aspect of yourself that they're saying is here to stay. How lovely is that? So it's like permitting that realignment. Just imagine like, oh gosh, I can't think of something, but like you had an object and it was like a little off balance. So it could be on a kitchen counter or whatever, but you take it and you just adjust it a little bit. And so it's like, that's the side that should be facing front or whatever. That's what we're doing. We're making adjustments through and through to come into our own majesty, to come into our own acquaintance, to come into our own harmony. We all channel. We all have access to our higher self. It would be impossible not to. So what we're learning to do is to no longer deny it, to recognize it as our truth, to come to meet its acquaintance. The energies that are supporting us at this time are extraordinary. I've just got like all, I don't know if they're waiting the turn for the readings, but I've got all these, I've got Lady of the Lake from King Arthur. I've got like all these light beings, like groupings, like a consciousness, and they're all watching us. They're like all in attendance. They don't want me to use the word extraordinary. My mind wants to say extraordinary. They're asking us to receive it as a very normal endowment. In other words, we're being supported to awaken. So these energies, these teachers, these like comrades are here to welcome us home. So imagine your higher self here. Imagine light beings that are your friends from another constellation, dimension, whatever feels most natural. It's like, and masters, it's just like full endowment. I don't want to say a party, but it's almost like if you went to a cocktail party and it was just, the room was very, very full. That's how it feels. So the support is, they're saying we're entitled because we are the ones shifting consciousness. We are the ones holding the torch. We are the ones, as we accelerate and we hold that higher establishment, that's what gives others permission to elongate their exposure. So in English, it's like coming up with a new idea, where instead of just tossing the same ideas around and around in a conference room, because we're holding a higher charge, that goes into the collective, and it makes it easier for others in attendance to receive their brilliant exposure. Because remember, everyone's connected to their higher self. They don't always listen, but it's there. So as each of us activates, as each of us steps up and holds that truth, holds that light, it's like you get double exposure. So not only are you receiving the benefit, but that benefit goes into the collective and serves mightily, again, in ways we can't even begin to comprehend. We cannot even begin to understand how it supports all of life. So this is their point. As we serve, we are served. So that's what they're asking us to appreciate, to receive, and they're saying to like divvy up. In other words, to hold that intent to receive your light in benefit of all advantage, for all to have the advantage at this time, for all to be inspired. So as people are shifting, so a lot of shuffling going on, for all to witness, for all to be inspired, for all to receive. So they're asking us to receive this activation now in offering for our highest attendance. So as we seal this activation, we're holding the intention to hold it for our highest activation. So as high as we can go, as high as we can receive, our very best next step. And so as we receive this light, as we receive this orchestration, we're sealing that decision, we're sealing that agreement. So it's a little bit like Scotty beam me up, but it's like, Scotty, take me to my next step. Show me my next step. So as we will receive this, we offer ourselves to our divine self, to our council. And so get the sense that these energies are working on your behalf with pride of ownership, knowing whatever you need for that next corrective step, for that next engagement, for that next opportunity. It is all arriving. Now, of course, that happens anyway, but the agreement, the intention speeds it up in a grand way. Because again, this is really all up to us. It is all up to us. You could sit there with this most amazing opportunity, but if you don't say yes to it, it'll sit there. It's still your opportunity, but we have to agree. We have to say yes. We have to, like, I literally see someone with a fishing rod. We have to reel it in. And so that means dealing with your shadow self. That means dealing with, like, the junk in your trunk, the things that we tend to not want to look at. But here's the thing. Your next step is waiting on you. Your next step is waiting on you. Sometimes we've already dealt with everything. We just have to come into consent. It's as simple as that. Sometimes there are directives. In other words, okay, are you ready? Then there's a belief that needs releasing or whatever it is. But here's the thing. Whatever it is, we have the aptitude to move through that. It's very important that we understand that. What everything that's coming is coming for our blessing, coming for our permission. It's not coming for us to flop and not succeed. They want me to remind everyone of something else. You can flop and succeed grandly. It's not about what actually happens in those linear steps. It's about how you evolve in consciousness through the execution. So it's not about whether you win every battle. It's how you come about, what you've learned, what you've mastered, how you've grown. You can be sitting flat on your face and it's like you just overcame a hurdle of fear and opened up a new doorway. So they're asking us to really shake off that linear approach, like good, bad, right, wrong, and just know that everything is part of the circuitry for our mastery. And as we will receive that, we tie the knot. We tie the knot because it's like full steam ahead. If you know that everything is bringing you your good, no matter what occurs, everything is bringing you your good. Everything is moving you towards your good. And by good, it's like grandest claim. Manifesting, actualizing the gifts that you are a steward here for. Everyone is here to bring forth gifts of the higher realm. No exception. You would not come to this vibration if that weren't the case. So it's about us being good stewards of our light and allowing that partnership, allowing that privilege, allowing, permitting that execution, to not hold back because it's too comfortable not to not hold back because we're still scared of dealing with this, that, or whatever, but to realize it's all set in place for our advancement. If you know you can handle anything and everything that comes your way because it's being orchestrated by your higher self, your divine counsel, receive with grace. Receive with pride. Receive knowing that you're bringing forth a new establishment for all of humanity. Because as we walk this out for ourselves, we're really here serving the greater whole. What we do for ourselves, we do for all. We can't do for all until we do for ourselves. It's a win-win. It's a partnership. So as we will receive this on behalf of all of our brethren, all the brothers and sisters, knowing it's already accomplished, knowing we are bringing forth offerings that are already sitting and waiting for our alignment, for our recognition, and for our distribution. Let us receive that now. So, so, so beautiful. When I say so beautiful, it's like I just feel the energies of everyone's soul, and it's, oh my gosh, humbling, really. The brilliance of everyone's light. Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So we will now see how we can be a further blessing and assistance. And we will start, and then if everyone can leave a donation at the end, that would be wonderful. We will begin with Sherry, if she's there. I'm not sure if she, yep. Yep.
Hear me?
Hi, sweetheart. Yes, how may we help you?
Okay. That was a powerful one. Wow.